to your dreams, baby, baby. You can barely breathe. A broken wrist, an accident. You know that something's wrong.
I'm Jesse DeGroote, the marketing representative for the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham, New York, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM WGXC ICRA.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. And add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to wgxc.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to close out the year with the Year in Geek. Musically, that is. Holidays crimp my time, so no Geek Speak this edition. Instead, we'll hear covers and remixes for as many of the Nerd Spear shows as I could remember. Good year overall, but content glut made me almost forget several shows and a movie despite loving them. And technical issues kept me from incorporating a song from one of the best experiments in the latest MST3K season, Gamera vs. Jaeger. Just a quick recommendation to check it out at gizmoplex.com. Reminder they're using the RiffTrax model of PVOD, but totally worth it as the Jonah crew continues to come into their own. Emily and her crew are a good addition. And of course, we get Joel back in the theater for a few episodes. But now on to the music, our first set starting with a cover of an 80s classic from the latest season of Stranger Things. Here's Separate Ways, as interpreted by La Orchestra Cinematique. What, you were expecting another run up that hill?
Thank you.
Today's first set began with La Orchestra Cinematique's interpretation of the synth cover of Journey's Separate Ways, Worlds Apart, the other song that popped up in Stranger Things Season 4. That was followed by The Wizards' remix of the Michael Giacchino-fied trailer remix and Nirvana's Something in the Way from The Batman, the first of those releases I mentioned nearly forgetting, despite it being the best superhero movie of the year. Then came the cello version of Paint It Black from Wednesday, aka The Redemption of Tim Burton. And finally, Laudanum and Arsenic by Daniel Hart from the Interview with the Vampire series. On to the next set. I wouldn't be me if I didn't give an outgoing doctor their proper send-off. So here's a set eulogizing the Jodie Whittaker era, starting with George C. Music's theme remix, Time Lady Victorious.
same. It's time to change, change, change. I don't only come here seeking peace. I don't only come here seeking me. I don't only come here seeking peace. I don't only come here seeking me.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC continues with the musical year in Geek. The preceding Doctor Who set began with George C. Music's Time Lady Victorious. That was followed by Change by the Seva Team. Tom Baker era fans will recognize that name as being Leela's Tribe. This comes from their concept album, The Caves, based around Peter Davison's classic finale, Caves of Androzani, and I recommend going to Bandcamp to check it out. We ended with the Dos Eek apocalyptic mix of VNV Nation's Dark Angel, as a long wait for an uncertain but I believe bright future begins. Onto our penultimate set, I have to make a nod to a certain show about rings, go back to my last Halloween special for a 10-minute breakdown of my feelings on that. But that nod is a mashup with this year's comeback kid. Here's La Orchestra Cinematique again with Game of Thrones x Lord of the Rings.
We'll be right back.
That was Wigwam's cover of the Peacemaker theme, the first show I almost forgot despite rating it as the best superhero show of the year. Yeah, I'm probably going to discuss my feelings on the so-called Marvel fatigue, that qualifier giving you some idea where I stand. For that was Mr. AO's cover of the Quantum Leap theme. Definitely recommend the revival, which is currently on mid-season hiatus. For that was La Orchestra Cinematique with the Willow theme. Also enjoying that, and the fact my friend, who, being an LOTR kid, just couldn't even with the movie, generally likes it, is a good sign. La Orchestra Cinematique also started the set with Game of Thrones x Lord of the Rings, and was followed by Krutikov Music's version of the Targaryen theme from House of the Dragon, aka how to rebuild a franchise the previous showrunners kamikazed into the ground. Moving on to the final set, I also recommend giving Andor a shot and sticking with it. Hopped off for a bit because, yeah, the 4-6 episodes are a slog, that shouldn't have been one. But I'm glad I went back because the rest of the season was a good slow burn that ended well and has me on board for season 2. Now here's the opening theme by Nicholas Britell, or rather the assembled version as it was only played in 10 to 20 second chunks over the season. final set began with the Andor theme by Nicholas Bertel, followed by a fourth appearance by L'Orchestre Cinematique, covering the Obi-Wan theme synthwave style. Then came the third case, Doe, How'd I Almost Forget That, with the metal cover of the theme for Star Trek Strange New Worlds, aka the one new Trek show everyone can agree is good. This cover was by Captain Meatshield, who also did the Deep Space Nine theme cover I used to open the show with. Finally, we got Epic Trailer Music UK's version of the theme for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, my favorite MCU movie of the year, but I still haven't seen Wakanda Forever. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks to start a new year. Stay safe as we go out with a theme song for Gasp, a non-franchise hit. From Everything Everywhere All at Once, here's Sunlux, Mitski, and David Byrne with This Is a Life.
Every possibility.